community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Okay, here at the new lodge, and we're with new Billericay signing Paul Konchesky. Hello, Paul.
Hi, mate. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. And it was good to see a big turnout here tonight, all welcoming you to the club.
Yeah, fantastic. Like I say, it's always you don't know what to expect when you join a new club, but coming here tonight to see the fans and the players all welcoming and ready to get going.
You look really happy. You haven't stopped smiling. I mean, this is somewhere you clearly want to be. Now, obviously, there's a lot of speculation about why you've dropped down four divisions.
Listen, I start from the beginning. My contract was up at Gillingham. I was hanging my boots up professionally. I'm retiring basically from professional football. The owner here got in contact with me a couple of days ago, and I had a good chat with him. And him being the guy he is, he's ambitious. He wants well for this football club, and asked me if I would like to be part of what he wants to do with this football club. And you guys all know, since he's been here, how he's changed the club around, and I think what he wants to do with this football club will be fantastic, and it's going to be, in his case, a short journey. He wants it tomorrow, but it's going to be a journey that will be exciting. It's a new chapter for me, and I'm looking forward to it.
You think this could be somewhere where you could be here quite a few years, hopefully?
You can never say never, you know. Listen, I was going to retire from football, so for me to get an opportunity to come and work with an owner who is ambitious as he is and what he wants to do with his football club to get him in Football League, I want to be a part of it. He wants me to be a part of it. So I can't wait to get started and join the boys to try and get up this Football League.
Great, and you're fit and ready to go, and you're going hopefully straight into the team on Saturday.
I hope so. I'm fit and ready.
Not your decision now. It's Glenn's decision now, isn't it?
I think so, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm fit and ready. Hopefully play at the weekend and start a new chapter come Saturday.
Yeah, well, we hope it's the start of a very successful final career here for you, Paul. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Phoenix FM.
I'm here with the owner of Billericay Town, Glenn Templin. It's a big night because we've got the biggest signing in the club's history here.
Yes, we have, yes. Paul Konchesky.
How did you manage to get a former England player to 7th tier Billericay?
Well, do you know what? There's a lot of people that would believe this is a PR stunt. There's a lot of people that believe this is for a bit of publicity. The crazy thing in this is, I haven't paid the money people think. Paul's not the highest paid player here. And Paul tracked me down because Paul wants to play football. Paul's not an egotistical person that goes on about his past. He wants to play football. And the only reason he's come to me is he's not been picked for Gillingham. He came to me. He wanted to know where we're going as a club, what my desires were, what my ambitions were. And he's offered his services to us. I haven't even gone after him. And once I met him, he's such a humble man and a lovely man. And I knew he was here for the right reasons. I couldn't wait to get him on board. And then when I decided, Gillingham had second thoughts. But we got him in the end, which is great news. And yeah, he's a great lad.
Because the rumours have been going about all week, but I think you managed to get him to sign. Was it today or yesterday?
Yesterday afternoon. Yesterday afternoon we got his release forms. This morning he signed for us. So now it's all official, gone through the FA, and yeah, he signed a year contract with an option of a second year. So hopefully he'll be here for a couple of years, and he's also interested in getting involved with management and coaching at the club.
Right.
So he sees this as the end of his career and a new start and a shop window for management, maybe.
And is he match fit? Will he go straight into the team
for
Harlow?
He'll be straight, and he's fitter than most of the players here. So yeah, he's definitely be straight into the side, yeah.
Yeah, he's smiling and he's looking good. He's getting some photos. Now, every time I come to the clubhouse, it seems like I walk away with something for nothing, because last time you gave everybody a drink and now everyone's getting a signed scarf.
Yeah, absolutely.
Going to be the most generous owner in the league, surely.
Do you know what it is? I just think little things can mean a lot. And to me, a scarf for these people that have come out on a cold Thursday night to see the signing, they didn't know who it was, they're backing me, they're backing the club, they're following us on Twitter. If I can give them a £10 scarf or whatever, it's irrelevant what the costs are. As I said before, give me a pound, I'll give you five. Give me nothing, I'll give you nothing. These are giving me their time and their love, and that's the least I can give them. I'm privileged to be in this club with these fans. I really am.
Okay, now there's a little bit of sad news tonight because you just announced to the people here that the manager Craig Edwards has decided to move on.
Well, I have to be fair here. I gave Craig on Wednesday. I explained to Craig that we probably wouldn't want him at the end of the year, which Craig isn't happy about because I've broken promises to Craig. So I have to look at myself in this, but me looking forward at this club, where I want to go now, Division 2, the players I'm signing, I don't know if Craig is the man for the job or not, but I know other managers are, so I had to explain to Craig that come the end of the season he probably wouldn't be the man. So Craig said he would think about the end of the season and he decided not to. He's still my friend, I have a lot of respect for him and time for him, I like him a lot, and I understand his decision. So he hasn't dropped the club in it, he hasn't left the club, this is my doing, and I'll either suffer the consequences or I'll get us to the playoffs. Let's see what happens.
It's always a sad day when something like this happens, but onwards and upwards, we can now look forward to the weekend. And any predictions for the game against Harlow?
Well, me as manager, 4-0 win.
Glad to hear it. Glenn, thanks very much, and look forward to seeing you there.
Lovely to see you again, Paul. Thanks, God bless.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.